Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 30th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here. Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yes, we are here live on YouTube, Periscope, and Twitch. And, you know, let's see. Sometimes you can tell. Are we live on Facebook? Maybe. Who knows?
We'll find out.
I do apologize again. We've got the wrong video on the website. It happens. But if you go to the YouTube channel, then you should be able to find this update as it's going live. So hopefully everyone is able to check this out right now.
I love how we're giving the instructions to the people who are already here.
I'm trying to give them future instructions so that when they tweet at me in the future, they know things, but they're still going to tweet at me and I'm still not going to know how to help them. Like I said, if you ever have any problems, please tweet at Scott St. Pierre. He will know how to help you a lot better than I will.
Perfect.
But yes, we are here live to talk about everything that's been happening on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And let's get into it. Let's do it. Another slow day, which, you know, so at least it's the last of the slow days, right?
Well, you might think that, but I don't know that we can guarantee that.
Yeah, that's the problem. Oh man, apparently the YouTube is not going.
Oh no.
Mess. Come on. It is on Twitch, apparently. All right. Well,
I got the notification that Twitch was live, so.
Yeah. Well, just go to Twitch if you have a problem with YouTube. Twitch always works. Just so you guys know, Twitch is a nice place. It is.
It's by far the easiest way to watch any of these.
Yes. All right. So there you go. YouTube is working, apparently. I was misinformed. Okay. So let's start. Let's talk about the day. look, there's a lot of Haley and Fessy arguing again. I feel like we've been over it. To be honest,
I just really liked when Haley is like, "Have you even watched this show?" And he's like, "I didn't watch a part where you go up and hang out with the HOH, put you up." I didn't see that part. It's like, that's it. Like, stop. Like,
this is part of the show. This is what you do on the show. And he's like, not from what I've seen. No, I haven't seen any part where you're like going and hanging out with Angela, the HOH, to put you up. That's not, I've watched so much of the show, I haven't seen any of that happening. You're supposed, when you get put on the block, you're supposed to like cuddle and make out with the person you get put up with. That's the rules. I'm pretty sure I read it in the rule book one time. I was reading it, I promise.
Stop. Well, and it's also like, because nobody at any point this year has gone to hang out with the HOH who put them up, right? That's brand new. Like,
yeah,
enough.
Haley's a game changer. She's blazing in new trails of strategy.
She is a legend, fan favorite, game changer, Haley.
Yeah, but it's at the expense of poor Fessy, and we're not okay with that.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Fessy. I also like, she's like, you've been in this room for 72 hours. He's like, what? 72 hours? Yeah, 3 days. It's been 3 days. Do the math, Fessy.
Yeah.
So it turns out he's really good with days, but not great with hours.
No, it's 72 hours. Oh. She's like, yeah.
Oh, time moves in a linear fashion? What?
Oh, well, okay. he spends the entire day, again, in bed, just waiting for the axe to drop. Haley does do a lot of like, you don't even know that it's you that's going to leave, Fessy. It could be me. I think it's probably going to be me, which is like, no, you don't. What are you saying?
She's like, you don't even know. And if you are staying, I need you to make some friends, because if I go, I don't want to see you for a few weeks. I want you to do well in this game. He's like, no, it's going to be me. It would be stupid for it to not be me. It's like, no, actually, Fessy, it's really stupid that it is going to be you.
Haley is doing this thing where she's playing the role of what she wants Fessy to do, right? So all week she has been saying, Fessy, I don't want to, if I leave this house, she doesn't think she is, but she's saying this, if I leave this house, I don't want to see you for weeks. I want to see you play this game and win this game so I can vote for you when you make it to the final two. And what she's really saying in that whole thing is, Fessy, when you leave this house, I want you to not see, want to see me for weeks and then vote for me when I'm in the final two and be okay with everything.
Well, you have to use that, that interesting psychology to get Fessy to do things.
She's a psychology major.
She knows exactly what she's doing, okay?
Yes. So that's happening all throughout the day, and she's going to complain about it in other things as well. So, you know, I feel like, it is a slow day, and maybe we do have the time to talk about it, but do you guys really want to hear the entire, I feel like we've basically given the entire recap at this point.
Yeah, it's all, I feel like we've hit everything of note.
Yeah. Tyler and Angela have a conversation. They talk about how JC is jealous of Angela. He's always trying to catch them in the act of cuddling. So they're always worried. They can't cuddle in peace.
Yeah, honestly, how dare he? It's so rude that he'd be bothered by this showmance.
Yeah.
It's so rude.
She's like, so unfair. Why does he have to be like, JC is like super jealous of me, and then Brad is like pretending that he loves me to like do something weird. Like, this just, so people are being so weird about it.
Like, what's going on? It's like, well, you're in the Big Brother house and weird stuff's gonna happen.
They did that. They came up with a plan. So, okay, if anyone does catch us cuddling, we'll have to have a plan. What we're gonna say? Maybe Angela, you can pretend that you were like crying or something, and it's like we weren't. Angela, I'm so sorry about your family. It's fine. So they can pretend they weren't cuddling.
Yeah, and it won't be obvious at all that the only person Angela's crying to is Tyler. It's definitely a foolproof. Foolproof plan. Wow, words are hard.
Yeah. Also, I feel like JC would be the kind of person to try to figure out if anything is, going on. And then that would be a very awkward look for Tyler if he was excited about the fact that Angela was crying.
Yeah, that doesn't say great things about Tyler as a person.
they do talk about, like, they feel like nobody really cares that much except for JC. Angela says the only people she really cares about are Casey and Brett, and she feels like they don't care. They don't mind. They're not gonna like come for them or anything because of it. Tyler agrees, and so she's like, that we're good. If JC is the only one annoyed, then that's fine. Little does she know. JC wants her out of this house ASAP.
Yeah, well, and it also doesn't help that they're talking about what they would do in case of a double eviction or for next week. And Tyler says that he thinks JC would also put up Sam and Haley. So reaffirming that JC probably wouldn't target Angela to Angela. So that kind of helps smooth over this whole thing. Whereas if Angela knew that JC actively wants her out of this house, I think this would be a very different conversation.
Yes. So that they do. They start talking about the plans for next week. They really go into detail. I thought it would be automatic that they'd target Haley, but they really go over the pros and cons of, should we keep Haley around because she's targeting Sam? She'll also maybe be targeting JC. No, she won't. Is that a possibility for why we should keep her? Should we keep Sam? Should we go after after Sam? Should we get JC out? But ultimately, they land on, we need to get Haley out. She's the most dangerous. She's the one that's put them up on the block. So we need to get her out. Then we can probably get Sam out. Tyler says, JC will stick with us. We don't need to worry about JC. So ultimately, Tyler is going to protect JC in this conversation and put the target on Haley.
Yeah, well, and what else is Tyler supposed to do? He needs to target Haley at this point because he's working so closely with everybody else. I did like that Angela was like, well, Sam is pretty erratic. Do we want to keep her around? Do we know what she's going to do? I thought that was really good that she's considering those options.
Yes. So then Brett joined them. They talked some more about what they wanted to do in the next week. Mm-hmm. Brett agrees that he says Haley needs to go. She's too big a threat. She's going to win competitions. And listen, there is no way in hell she is dumb enough to target Sam next week. That would be like the dumbest move of all time if she targeted Sam. There's no way she would actually do that. I wish I could say that he's right, but I don't know. I don't know what she would do.
It is dumb, but we have seen Haley and her allies make dumb decisions this entire season. So there's really no telling. I did like that Brett was like, yeah, Haley's good at weird stuff. Like, she's good at weird stuff. Like, not like, oh, she's a competition threat. She's good at like weird stuff.
She's good at weird stuff, like the hacking stuff. That's my job. Like that stuff.
Yeah, like unscrambling words.
So Brett obviously still not talking about JC and the plan to take a shot at Angela, is focusing Angela's attention on Haley. Interesting stuff here from Brett. He also says he also tries to protect JC in this conversation, saying, hey, look, I really like the guy. He's adorable. I love him. I want to take him all the way to Final Five. I feel like he's done a lot of work for us, and I want to reward that by cutting him in at fifth place.
Through that whole conversation, everyone says that. Yeah, they're like, we love him. We effing love that guy.
Yes, so. They all love JC, and they do not want to cut him before they have to. Tyler also mentions if they did cut him before they had to, he would be super bitter about it, and that would not be great. So JC is going to be the last person that Level 6 officially takes a shot at. However, I would be surprised if it came down to that with all of the trouble brewing in between them.
Definitely.
They're also still hoping that Sam is going to end up voting for Haley to leave the house. They've been lucky enough that she hasn't really just like directly asked them, like, what are you going to do? Is everyone going to do this? So they feel like hopefully they'll be okay, and that Sam will end up just doing what she wants, which is to vote Haley out. And that will reinforce that Sam does not like Haley, and Haley might go after Sam.
Yeah, and then definitely Sam and Haley will just go after each other, and they will skate to the Final Four together. Everything's going to work out perfectly, and it's going to be fine.
I wish Haley and Fessy would stop arguing for 2 seconds so she could tell him what her plans are for the next week, because I do feel like she might actually target Sam. But I'm not sure. Like, she's telling everybody in the house that that's her plan, but obviously she has incentive to do that. So I genuinely, but she does genuinely hate Sam. There's a vitriol there that's definitely real. She knows that Sam is coming for her, so I do feel like there's a decent chance she might actually do it. But I don't know.
Yeah, and one, it's very frustrating because if they show a DR of her sharing her plans on the show, we don't really know if that's a real plan or not, because the show refuses to show her in a negative light. Yeah. It's not happening.
So then we had Haley and Tyler. Haley wants to know if Tyler has if she has Tyler's vote. He says yes, of course. She talks about Sam needs to go. She needs to go. Tyler's like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, and then they're talking. Tyler says it's really great that people don't see them hashing things out, that they can work together secretly. I'm really building that relationship to try and protect himself in case she does win power next week. He really has all his bases covered, and I can't tell if I think it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, he tells Haley it's beneficial for me to keep you in the house. So don't worry. Don't worry about me. He wants to talk to Fessy and let him know that he'll be voting him out. I've always been straight up with him. Been straight up with Fessy.
That killed me because, yes, Tyler, you have not directly contributed to Fessy being blindsided in a blanket almost every single week this season. It killed me. Mm-hmm. How he can just say that with a straight face. Just, wow. Good job, Tyler.
Yes. Angela and Casey talk a bit. They also agree Haley should be the next target. She is too dangerous. They think that JC would put Haley and Sam up. Mm-hmm. So they are all on board with that. This whole idea of JC, take him to the final five. He's going to be working for them all the way up until that point, and Haley should be the next target. Of course, this is likely going to change with the battle back, but these are the current plans.
Absolutely. I really like how they're talking about the battle back yesterday as well. Angela's not happy about it. She says she's put two of these people into the jury. It cannot possibly go well for her. Brett is also concerned the only person people hate more than him is Angela, or was it Angela saying that about Brett? I can't remember.
I was reading the chat.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
they've got these plans, but like I said, ultimately doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and it's just how we talked about last week, that they're planning and everything this week, and then something's going to happen, and then it's just kind of going to slow down a little further when they have to go backwards and do something again.
Yes. And I think Scotty, another thing we should talk about is that Vegas, the spoiler, posted that the HOH competition, which is likely going to be a combo battle back competition, is going to be the spinny disc one, where they're hanging and swinging around and, you know, probably like, you know, bumping into things. I really feel like that's Scotty's to win. Like thinking about the people who have won it, it's either people that are very light or have a lot of like upper body strength to keep them upright. Yeah. Because I think it's a lot to do with like the hanging part. And I feel like Scotty is just the perfect balance of that. I feel like Fessy is way too heavy and just way too tall. I think Scotty has it.
Yeah, I think so. I think Fessy's too big. Rockstar, like, we saw her climbing up the rope in OTEV and she struggled with the upper body strength. So I don't think she'll be phenomenal at this. Bailey could do quite well because she does have that yoga strength, which I think is underrated. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she's been gone for so long. I feel like, is her head really in it? Does she even really want to go back? Like, her final week was not a good experience for her. I don't know if she's going to have the fight in her to really go for it. I think it really will come down to her and Scotty, though.
Yeah, Bailey, I think, is the only person that could give Scotty a run for his money. Of course, barring any kind of like freak, he slips or, mm-hmm. you know, something crazy. Historically, the people who have been out of the game for a while, they give very poor performances in the battle back competitions, especially these endurance ones. Like, people that you think would be good at these, there's the famous like Helen was pushed,
she was pushed, okay.
I can't remember the name of the other woman who was competing in 15. Oh, yes. She was, you would have expected her to do well, but she also like just kind of jumped off.
Why can't I remember BB15?
Yeah, really?
Right? was it Caitlin? Was Caitlin still there at that point? No.
No, it wasn't Caitlin.
It was Jesse?
It was Candace. Candace is the name I'm looking for.
Yes. Oh my God.
But Jesse was also competing and you would have expected her to do well. Yeah. Was Jesse competing in the battle back? I don't know.
I obviously need to do a BB15 rewatch because I do not remember.
Yes, I believe Jesse was. I think it was Candace, Jesse, Helen and Judd, right? They were all competing and it was a wall competition. And Judd was not the person I would have expected to come back. Yeah. You know, typically like Candace or Jesse or even Helen, I think would have had a great shot, but they just like didn't even seem like they were trying, which is one of the reasons why there were so many, you know, like weird things going on. Yeah. And then in 19, you know, we had Zakiya and Polly and stuff, and they all kind of, their hearts just don't seem that in it. So,
they're just they've been out of the game for too long at that point, right?
I think so. Or we can buy into the, you know, conspiracy theories and say that they were pushed or paid off.
I mean, that's the most fun thing to speculate about, but it's probably not the most accurate reporting.
Yeah. All right. So then we get to we talked last night about some JC controversy. Over the course of the day, there was a Yahoo article, Yahoo getting in the game.
Not the news outlet I would have expected.
Not the news outlet I thought still existed. But
very good point.
There you go. They post an article about JC and Tyler and how he was kind of a little overly cuddly the night before. Tyler did mention, and this was in the article, to Casey yesterday that he doesn't like when JC sleeps with him. A lot of people are connecting this to JC and the cuddling, but this is something Tyler has said previously as well. And he didn't mention the cuddling in particular. He mentioned just JC. He doesn't like when JC sleeps with him because he has no space on the bed and JC is very warm. He doesn't mind the cuddling, but he hates that JC is super warm. And so this is all stuff that he said before. I don't think it's directly linked necessarily to the touching. Of course, that is for Tyler to say ultimately, whether or not he decides to complain or if they ask him about it or anything like that. But Tyler did say something about not wanting JC in his bed, which is all that he needs to be saying, that at that point, JC should not be in his bed, regardless of anything else. But that is the sort of update on that that story. Hopefully, at this point, with Tyler expressing that he doesn't want JC sleeping with him, if JC continues to try to force his way into the bed, then production can step in and help Tyler out there.
Yeah, well, and it's just tough because in the game situation, it's probably tough. Tyler can't be as forceful in saying no as he normally would be, which is what makes it so uncomfortable for us to watch, because he is clearly uncomfortable about the situation, but he can't really spell it out so much because it could impact him in the game, as he has noticed JC is starting to kind of work against his allies a little bit more, and he needs to keep JC close to him in the game. So it could directly negatively impact that if he does be more, you know, assertive with saying no to having JC in the bed. So it is a really awkward situation.
Yes. And like I said, last night, the last time something like this happened with Tyler, again, based on information that came from Vegas, Tyler was asked about it in the diary room and he was given a chance to, you know, let production know if he felt uncomfortable, if they should step in. So I would hope that they would do the same thing here. And then, of course, you know, hopefully at that point it would be like, production can take the heat for anything that needs to be done. And Tyler can be like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Oh, sorry, it was the rules. It's not me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, hopefully this can get, you know, solved. But there's another incident we have to talk about.
More JC controversy. Controversy, wow.
So Haley is going to the bathroom. In the downstairs bathroom. And I don't believe we saw this, but we heard some of it and we got some retells. So I can't say exactly what happened, but from my understanding, JC he, you know, knocked on the door, was trying to see if somebody was in the bathroom, and Haley wanted to prank him, so she pretended she wasn't there. Then when he opens the door, she scares the crap out of him, like, ah! So in retaliation, JC decides, okay, then I'm going to leave the door wide open on you going to the bathroom. And so he takes, I believe, some, like, toilet paper or something to, like, tie looked, the door.
It looked like toilet paper. There was a clip of this. Mm-hmm. I saw it on Twitter this morning when I woke up, which is definitely not what I wanted to see when I woke up.
If you were wondering why this particular update was like 3 minutes late, is because I was like, damn it, I gotta watch this clip.
Yes.
But so, go ahead.
Yeah, so it looks like it's toilet paper that he uses to tie the door open. And Haley, like, she's kind of laughing from when she scared him, but then she's like, no, close the door. Do not do this. She screams for production, and it's pretty clear that she's not cool with what's happening. And JC just keeps tying the door open, and then feeds go down for a couple of minutes.
Yes. You know, like, I suggest you watch the clip yourself. I don't want to color it any way in particular. Obviously, this is inappropriate behavior, regardless of whether he was provoked, regardless of whether there was laughing or, you know, he thought it was well-intentioned. There is no such thing as a well-intentioned prank involving bathroom things like this. Yes, so she starts calling for production. The feeds go down, and that's this is not the end of it, though, because Sam tells JC that was not cool. That was not OK. And JC is angry. He's like, what do you mean? It's like I don't get to prank any. The second I start pranking anyone, like I get pranked by Haley. And then the second I try to prank her back, now it's not OK. Like that's not fair. And they get into a bit of an argument.
Yeah, he's very upset with Sam. You know, why are you calling me out? Why are you coming at me like this? I'm upset. Why do you do this? Sam says, what, defend people? Like, I'm just sticking up for people. JC's like, it's just a prank. It's not like she was naked. If they could have seen her naked, I wouldn't have done it. I'm sick of hearing about this. He's visibly very angry, and he storms off. Once he storms off, Haley says, thank you for saving me, Sam. So obviously, maybe the Sam Haley relationship could be mended by this.
It's possible. But the JC Sam relationship is destroyed by this. You know, inappropriate behavior ends up having some game ramifications here. JC ends up talking to Tyler about it. He's venting to Tyler, and he's like, you know what, Tyler? Screw it. Next week, I'll do what you want. I'll nominate Sam and Haley. If it's for you, I want to take the shot at Angela, but I'll do it. I'll take the shot at Haley and Sam. You know, I'll put them on the block. But then we have to take a shot at Angela. As soon as Sam or Haley leaves, then we have to take the shot before Brett. We can't take the shot at Brett yet. And Tyler's like, there we go. I'm okay with this.
Well, and this was the same conversation where JC calls Sam an Avenger or something like that. He's like, why does she have to be an Avenger and save people? I'm just doing pranks. And I found it very interesting how he goes from like, I'm so mad at Sam, I'm definitely putting Sam up, to like two sentences later, he's like, yeah, but I know it's not in my best interest, but I'm going to do it because it's what you want. And just an interesting dichotomy there.
Yeah. And Tyler reminds him, like, remember, Sam almost nominated you once before. And he's like, yeah, you're right. But I think especially because, you know, part of JC's logic was that Sam and Haley hated each other. But when Sam is sticking up for Haley and, you know, and stuff like that, then it's like, well, wait a minute. Maybe they don't hate each other as much as I thought they did. Maybe this isn't as much of a given. But again, all of this is kind of irrelevant for the immediate future, because I think once somebody comes back into the game, you know, the dynamic is likely to change.
Yeah, once someone comes back, everything is different, and it all depends on who comes back.
Yes.
And it's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, so so then JC talks about this is very important. This is probably the most impactful thing that came of this. JC says, okay, we'll change the plan. I will target Haley and Sam next week. I got to go talk to Brett, though, because I'm pretty sure Brett is going to take the shot. So I need to go talk Brett out of doing this. And Tyler's like, oh, interesting. Tyler finding out that not only has JC approached Brett, but JC is essentially implying that Brett approached him and that Brett is the one that really wants to do this and that Brett is planning on doing this and that JC needs to now go for Tyler's sake to go talk Brett out of doing this. Very interesting stuff here.
Yeah, we're really getting set up for the Brett versus Tyler war that I think will be very exciting to watch. Yes. I just want to get to that part.
Yes. JC also talks about speaking of catching people doing things earlier in the day, he quote unquote caught Brett and Angela. Brett was giving Angela a massage and she was apparently topless for the massage. And so JC is like, oh, I caught you guys. She's cheating on Tyler. And so he's trying to bring this up to Tyler, like, hey, I caught Angela and Brett. And Tyler's like, shut up.
Yeah, he's like, she was shirtless. And Tyler's like, stop it. I know what you're doing. I'm not listening to this. Do not do this.
Yeah. It's like, just stop. Just shut up. Don't even. He's like, what? I would never do that. If I was your husband, I would never get shirtless massages.
Because nobody ever gets a shirtless massage in their life. That's so weird and abnormal.
Yeah. So, JC really, really all over the place, here. So Tyler is going to go to Casey after this and talk to Casey about JC. He's finally going to let somebody know about what JC has been saying. Not all of it. He just says, look, JC's been getting a little nervous about you and Angela as a pair. And he says that it's coming from Brett, that Brett is getting in his head about you and Angela. And Casey's like, oh, do you think that's true, though? Do you think this is coming from Brett or do you think this is JC? And Tyler's like, you know, it might be true because Brett has been saying some things that make me think that, like, he might want a final two with me, maybe because he feels like you two have a final two. He's trying to hint. The information Tyler knows is that Brett did make a final two with him and JC pitched for the move to be made against Angela and Casey and that he just told him that Brett was on board and was planning on doing it. So now Tyler's trying to convey that information without saying where he got it or that he knows it for sure. He's saying JC is nervous. He says it comes from Brett. I've gotten some vibes from Brett that might be true. So we need to be a little bit worried about Brett and where his head is at and what he's trying to do with JC. So he's implying a lot of these things without just outright saying them.
Yes, because if he outright says them, it really exposes a lot of what he has been up to going, you know, behind his true final two with Casey. I also like how he says, you know, me and Angela hanging out more could actually be really good for you because it separates you from Angela as a final two. It really will help both of you guys. We're doing this for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says Angela's also been a little worried about what Casey thinks about the whole thing. So they end up talking about Tyler and Angela, their relationship. Tyler says, yeah, you know, like we cuddle, like it's fine, but that's it. Like nothing else. We don't talk about like, oh, we like each other because I don't want to say these things to her and then have to cut her in order to take you, which I think is kind of true. I do think that is part of why he is not going deeper into that that hole.
Yeah, well, he's a big fan of the show and I think he recognizes that a showman's could be bad for him. So he really doesn't want it to be a thing, but apparently these people have feelings or whatever. So it's happening anyways. But I mean, he asked her on a date outside of the house. So I feel like the lines are blurred here, and I'm very interested to see how this goes in the next couple of weeks.
Yes. So that very interesting stuff. They still agree. Like, Casey says, I don't care. I'm still going to pick you over her. And Tyler says, same. I think they are both genuine here. They're just reconfirming their final two together. Yeah. This is the most likely final two, I think, for the season.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yes. That's basically it. There are a couple of extra things here. One of the things Fessy said while talking to Haley, they were talking about like leaving if they get evicted, and Haley's like, well, I'm probably going to get evicted, and I'm going to apologize to Julie for what I'm wearing, because I'll probably be wearing athletic clothing. And then they start talking about like, does Julie hug people? And Haley's like, no, she doesn't hug people. That's not Julie's thing. And Fessy goes, I'm just going to pick her up. I'm just going to pick Julie right up. And Haley's like, oh my God, Fessy, do not do that. Don't even think about it.
I'm asking you right now, do not do that. You cannot do this, Fessy. Do not do this. You can't pick her up.
Fessy's like, oh no, I'm going to pick her up. It's going to be such a charming moment.
Oh, wow. I really would like to see Fessy pick up Julie Chen.
Julie would literally murder him. Like, she would use like with the Vulcan eyes. Death grip on him, yeah. And he would just crumble, and that would be the end of Fessy. Like,
actually, sorry, the battle back won't be until next week now, because we need four competitors.
That would be very, very bad for Fessy.
It's, yeah, no, not a good idea. Do not touch the Chen bot.
Yes. No. Brett also says, he says, guys, I did it. He's to his level six members. I left the goodbye message. He says he had a conversation with Fessy, and Fessy was like, dude, whatever, say what you want. That's your time for publicity. So he was like, all right. And so Brett has apparently given the nasty goodbye message. They had talked about the fact that Brett should say, don't worry, I'll take care of Haley for you. I think this is what he's referring to. This could be fun.
I can't wait for Fessy to see it, because you know that this is not what he's anticipating Brett to say. Brett is just going to be a little bit mean to him. And then when Brett brings Haley into it, Fessy's face is going to be like, who flipped? What happened? Like,
now, I will say, look, these people, they know, despite how bad they can be at the game sometimes, they're often aware of the fact that, like, you know, if Fessy reacts in the moment, then that's very bad for him. So he might be like, oh, I don't care. Well, he thinks he can make me jealous. That's not the case. But even if he doesn't react in the moment, you know, this is going to be eating at him in the jury house. Yes. And it will color the behavior that he has for the rest of his time on Big Brother. But hopefully he does have a reaction in the moment as well.
Is it possible that Fessy says something along the lines of, no one gets between me and my girl?
It's very possible.
That would be ideal.
No one gets in between me and my Haley.
Stop. Oh my God. It's going to be, well, and tonight we have to look forward to, apparently Fessy is going to make a speech that is going to set Haley up for success for the next few weeks. So that is sure to be very entertaining tonight as well.
I think we're going to have a good episode tonight. I think between the goodbye message to look forward to, the HOH competition will start. Hopefully we'll see it on the feeds. Hopefully that's actually going to happen.
Hopefully that one person doesn't refuse to hit the switch.
Yeah, you know,
the one person who has unilateral control over the live feeds.
Yes. Nick in the chat also mentions Fessy's going to plug his app. That's going to be great.
It might hit a million downloads.
So lots to look forward to tonight. Make sure you tune in to the recap that we have for you after the episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the feeds today and tonight after the eviction, after there probably is going to be somebody returning to the game. So I'm sure there'll be lots to update you on tomorrow. And yeah, I think that's what we've got for you. Anything else, Kirsten?
One thing, not really relevant, but I thought it was funny. Yesterday, Brett was talking about how he's going to start eating clean. And JC's like, no, eat a cookie, eat a cookie. It's like the solid implementation of that fatten them up strategy just happening before our eyes.
JC was telling them, like, the goal is to eat everything in the house by the end of the day. And so they're starting to catch on. We talked about this last night. They're starting to catch on. They're like, oh, he's trying to force feed us. They're like, this must be like a Team America task to get us to eat all the food in the house.
Yeah. Like, what, are you going to get $5,000 when we eat all the food, JC?
It's like, no, it's just a diary room task. They're just trying to get him to play the character.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So there you go. That's your update for the day. Thank you. You make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Tarrant. Kirsten's at Kirsten Said What. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.